Let's huddle up! Come on! Now I know these podcasts! We've done them before! We played them tough! We played them hard! They get sweaty! They get dirty! And they get hairy! But you gotta be hashtag nuts if you think I'm gonna let us lose this one! So come on, men! Sexy Mike, Patrick and Vader! Let's drive that hole and find it and drive it deep!
You're listening to the Jay and Dan podcast.
Hey! Play ball!
Thanks, Coach. That's a good pep
talk. Coach!
Whew. Welcome to the Jay and Dan podcast. You know what? I was thinking that last night, as I always do on the eve of a podcast. We never say who each other is. I'm Dan. That's Jay.
I'm Jay.
Because
we're the hosts of the podcast.
Here's the question I wanted to ask you. By the way, the Jay and Dan podcast is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings is giving you the chance to turn $27 into $1 million playing 1 week fantasy football. Use the promo code J as in Jay, D as in Dan, P as in podcast. So JDP, when you make your first deposit, they're going to match that deposit up to $600. So
DraftKings.com. Go to DraftKings.com. Brett, who joined us here from the Playa location, big fan of the Jay and Dan podcast, said he signed up for DraftKings today. Put in the promo code JDP. They still haven't matched his original.
Let us know when that happens.
Brett, let us know. Keep us posted.
So here's the thing I was thinking. So there's so many podcasts out there.
Yeah.
And a lot of people probably don't want to start a podcast because they see it as like starting to watch The House of Cards or something. Like midway through, they're like, ah, I won't get all the jokes and stuff. So I'm like, then people might think that about ours as well.
Maybe, but I think we're just so goddamn appealing as hosts and broadcasters that we'll, like, just hearing Jim's intros, that just gets you fired up.
That would
up
terrify
right away.
Me. I'd turn the thing
you'd
right
be afraid.
Away.
That's it.
I'll kill your dog.
We need to get that guy to do an intro. kill your dog guy. We got to find that guy.
So last week, we had a few cliffhangers. If you missed it, Engineer Jim.
Yeah.
He left us off a great Stevie Ray Vaughan story that everyone's raving
it's
about.
A huge.
He's going to continue
hit.
It and add the Bob Dylan part of the story. Maybe not from that same recording session, but at least some Bob Dylan stories. And we're also going to get back to the 90s guide to the internet.
Yes.
Because we dropped that one off like 5 minutes into it.
And someone pointed out to me that I wanted to ask Jeremy Taggart about Jonathan Torrance and whether he was going to be in season 8 of Trailer Park Boys. He was in the first episode. I just didn't notice him. So thanks for all the people who pointed that out to me. And this week on the here's something we do if you're new to the podcast. We induct a new Canadian into our Canadian Wall of Fame with all these famous Canadian actors and musicians and of course hockey players. And today it's Mario Lemieux.
Let's run through the Canadian Wall of Fame in case you're watching it, because the camera doesn't really zoom in.
Yeah. I like
this. To the wall. So up in the top left, who is that woman?
That's Pamela Anderson.
Oh, that's Pam Anderson.
That's a young Pam Anderson, like pre-second boob job.
Pre-plastic surgery.
Pre-plastic surgery. Living in a trailer with a plumber.
She was spotted at a BC Lions football game. So in the Canadian Football League, the guy working the Jumbotron kept going back to her, and the place was going nuts. She got spotted that night, and he always, Stu Ferguson was his name. I worked for him in radio in Vancouver, and he always
Stuntman Stu?
No.
Oh, okay, that's not Stuntman
no,
Stu.
No, that's not Stuntman
that's
Stu.
That's a different Stu.
No, that's Stu from Ottawa.
And then here's Ellen Page, who's on Trailer Park Boys when she was
like
young.
The first couple seasons.
That's right. And now she's a famous actress in Hollywood. Alan Thicke, I just got a clip sent to us. It's the World Aerobic Championships
hosted by Alan Thicke.
Hosted by Alan Thicke. We may have to address that down the road.
We've actually
we started that.
Oh,
we got to the really? Alan Thicke part, and it was just him doing an introduction. And
I don't think we ran
no,
that though.
I
we
think
checked,
it was a different thing
it.
He hosted.
Okay, we're getting off track now. So if you're new to the podcast, that was Patrick who just spoke.
Classic Patrick.
Classic Patrick.
Always getting us off track.
And Mike also chimed in. They're also working on the podcast team. So just again,
team podcast.
Team podcast.
Just getting you up to speed. Here's the great one. He needs no introduction. Alicia Cuthbert married Dion Phaneuf for some reason. Don Cherry works for Sportsnet now. Here's Rachel McAdams. What a cutie.
That's
kind of feel creepy having her high school picture.
Yeah, it is kind of creepy.
Maybe we get an
update that one.
Can we do that?
No, I think it was a good picture.
Okay, that's a weird one from Mike. Shania Twain, who's playing casinos now. Iron Mike Sharp. Look at that chest hair.
Shania Twain, I just saw in the LA Times, it's her her final block of shows in Vegas.
Oh,
and until she adds a new block, probably.
And then she's going back to Switzerland to hide out like a hermit. Here's the cast of Corner Gas. It's a famous Canadian television show turned movie. The movie will be coming out this fall. Dan and I are in it. Lorne Michaels, the producer of Saturday Night Live, is from Canada. Here's Our Lady Peace. And there's Jeremy Taggart, the drummer of the band, who's a regular on our podcast. You'll be hearing him later. And he was just at a Matthew Good, Jay Baruchel, Massey
Love
Hall
Matthew
show over
Good.
The weekend.
Matthew Good is so talented.
So he's going to talk about that. Canada's songbird, Anne Murray.
She still has the most perplexed look on that wall.
She's like, why the f*** am I here? Neil Young, Catherine O'Hara, such an underrated comedian and actress from SCTV. Stompin' Tom Connors, legendary Canadian troubadour. Rick Moranis.
I watched with my kids for the first time. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. No, don't do that.
Sorry.
To myself.
Sorry.
It still holds up, that movie.
Yeah. He's so underrated. I just love Moranis. Triumph.
Yep.
Don't understand that one.
Leslie Nielsen.
It was a fan nomination.
Oh, okay. Leslie Nielsen. What
Rush. I mean, what can you say about Rush?
God. Someone said get Rush and the Tragically Hip up. We've
yeah,
got
they're
both.
Up.
We've
they're
got
up.
Both on
they're
the wall, buddy. Wall. Yeah.
Here's That's Rush. Here's the hip. Le Mieux. Gabe Kapler asked me, he said, was Gretzky the greatest player of all time? I'm like, of course, he has more assists than anyone has points. But there was a time, if Le Mieux had stayed healthy through his whole career, he might have broken Gretzky's
There was
record.
A time in hockey fantasy pools where you could not pick Mario or Wayne. You weren't allowed to pick either of them
off
because
the
they
board.
Were so good. They're off the board.
Bobby Orr, speaking
what other
of great
players
hockey players.
That?
Bobby Orr's there. William Shatner. What can you say? The Sutherlands. Fantastic. Alex Trebek. I heard he's growing back his mustache, Trebek.
Donald.
Yeah.
He does like orange juice commercials now. He's the voice on a Simply Delicious orange juice.
Yeah, commercial. He does a lot of voiceover. They just have the best voices. Priestley is like Toolsy's best buddy, giving him wine selections.
Yeah.
The Trailer Park Boys, The Hip we mentioned, The Guess Who, just one of my favorite bands. Mac is a friend of the show, and Mac, it was sort of a special nomination.
And he's staying up there.
Everything's staying up here. Mac's a good guy, junior hockey player from Manitoba. We're pulling for Mac. Gordie Howe, Mr. Hockey. Seth Rogen has really hairy shoulders, and that's disturbing. Tommy Douglas is the founder of socialized medicine in Canada, so we sort of take pride in that. And then, of course... John Candy. So there you go. That's everybody.
That's a well-rounded.
Oh wait, you forgot one.
Who did? God, how did you forget the most important?
Yeah. Why is he? What is he?
Most important one of all.
Oh, we didn't forget him.
Ben Mulroney.
He's there. Ben Mulroney.
He's got his own place up there.
There he is, Ben, the host of E Talk.
He's almost out of the room now. He's almost out of the room.
There's Ben. So we'll just put that back. Ben understands we mean it all
so
in love.
So we've got people from all avenues, all walks of life.
We encourage you, you listeners, to nominate other famous Canadians that you would like on the wall. Again, as Dan pointed out, though, now that we've told you who's on the wall, don't tell us to put that same person on the wall.
Why don't you put John Candy? He's there.
He's there.
How about the Tragically Hip?
Candy's there. He's shameless
plug in the book.
Just shameless plug for the book. Just put it there. Still available on Amazon.com and
Amazon.ca. When's book number 2 coming out?
It was handed in when we were on holidays, August the 2nd book. So
it's not like... typewriter. It's like on a floppy
It's like
disk
Murder,
something.
She Wrote, where she would write it, and then she would lift the page out of the typewriter, put it into her book, and smile. Another chapter in my mystery novels. I completed that. But first, to solve the mystery of the day. It's the first draft is done very rough, needs a lot of work. Next Christmas, it'll be out. And
ooh,
still looking
nice.
For... Love to hear some potential titles, book titles.
So you aren't going to Anchor Boy 2?
I have a title. I'm not going to say it. But I'm not sold on it completely, and I would be willing to accept potential
anchor
other
balls,
anchor nuts would be fine. It's I will say this: it's more of a prequel. It's like a bit of a prequel to Anchor Boy.
How about Young Anchor Boy?
Okay, that's not really original. I thought you were just going to say Young Boys. No.
Wow, boys! Let's crack this.
Oh yeah, here we go.
Jay and I had quite an interesting morning. We spent it together.
Yeah, we sure did. You probably had a much more physically demanding morning than I did. You went up in a crazy Red Bull plane.
If you've seen the Red Bull air races, I went in one of those planes and I vomited.
Now, this is weird. We had been told that they wanted both of us to do it.
Yeah.
I was too large to fit into the plane.
I was snug in there, and I'm about 2 feet shorter than you. So, yeah, you would have no chance.
Yeah, so I was really crushed because it looked like it must have been a lot of fun, but then it
I can't wait
terrifying.
To see the footage. Because at one point, so Jay flew in a helicopter right next to us. We're flying over the ocean.
I mean, right next to you. Like, yes. It was neat. Like, they
like
got
out of the movies. Like, at one point, we're like, stop
yeah,
next to each
we're
other.
Like, hold on. And then I hopped onto the edge of the helicopter and dove. No, I didn't. But I, it felt like I could do that. It felt like I could do that. And it was one of those helicopters without doors on it. And then she kept tipping it over. And I'm like, why are you doing this? But they did that so we could film you. And it was amazing to see you in this plane. But what was it like the first time? He just, like, took you for
yeah,
a dive.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting
down.
Him. We're having a chat, and all of a sudden, we're like, BROOM! And he, like, just did a barrel roll. I'm like, oh, some warning next time.
It was crazy, some of the stuff he was doing. And then, like, backwards. Like, just falling
yeah.
backwards.
Went straight
like,
up, and then we just fell to the earth at 100 miles an hour backwards.
And he kept... Ooh, I see things aren't going well in L.A. for you.
And then you kept he kept taking you, like, right to the surface of the water. I'm like, yeah. Is he going to pull up? I guess it's over.
He kept telling me, well, we have a boat down there. So in case we go into the water, he lands it in the water, and then we jump in the boat. I'm okay. like, can we maybe not do that?
Captain Sully.
So, yeah, we had the GoPros all hooked up. The reason we did it is we broadcast the Red Bull Air Races on Fox Sports 1.
Right. So this will be part of probably the next broadcast, which is the 27th of October, 7 o'clock Eastern, on Fox Sports 1. The Red Bull Air Race Las Vegas.
The gentleman that went up before me, I was terrified after he got a DJ Steve Aoki.
Steve Aoki. Do we have any of his tunes?
No. Nope.
Okay.
We probably can't play them anymore.
Not allowed.
Darn it.
I heard some of his songs at the Hard Rock pool party, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. But the thing I was thinking about, Steve Aoki's been around for a long time. I feel like he missed out on this whole, like, massive DJ
he started
revolution.
It.
Yeah, like, he, but he's not benefiting.
Him
not
and
like,
DJ AM, definitely.
But he's not benefiting it from... You're saying that ex-husband of Nicole Richie started the DJ revolution?
They Steve Aoki married to Nicole Richie?
No, DJ AM was. He's dead,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did he die? In a plane crash?
Plane crash, yeah. Caught on fire.
And didn't... Wasn't there...
Travis Barker.
He was in that plane crash, too?
Yeah.
Would that be the worst way to die? That's what I was saying to Matt, our producer today, when we were up in the helicopter, and I was like, this could be something like, I just met you... But we could die together.
One of my best friends was their sound guy, and he was getting on the plane, and there were too many guys. So he and the drum tech for Travis said, we'll take a commercial flight. We'll fly later.
Wow.
Got off the plane, and were in the airport when the plane crashed.
Oh, holy God. That's the one that didn't, like, it barely got off the runway, right?
Yeah. My buddy Hoover, he was there. He was their live sound guy, and
that's the voice of Engineer Jim. If you're wondering, he's got some great stories. You'll hear one of those later.
Wow, that's like how. And then you live your life. Do you just go nuts?
Oh,
do you
yeah,
just they... find the biggest bag of cocaine you find can after that, and as
well,
many
before
prostitutes.
And after,
right?
Yeah.
And as many prostitutes as you can fit into a hotel suite.
No,
what if you lived?
Yeah.
No, no.
No, like, then you go to...
You're like, hey, I'm loving life.
Off
like,
to the synagogue or something.
I really think that accident had a real profound effect on all those guys.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Oh, I can only imagine. Yeah. No, I mean, it's serious. I'm being serious. That would be the worst way to... Because you're just... You're going down. You're
it's
like,
over.
It's over. Yeah, I know it's over quick, but...
Yeah, I signed a lot of papers before I got in that
yeah,
flight.
You did.
And
you
all
were there
of them
for a while.
Were just like flashing, cannot sue us.
Yeah.
You cannot, your family cannot sue
Too
us.
Too bad. Meanwhile, your wife and daughter were like on the tarmac. Like, hope daddy makes it.
They're like feeding my 3-year-old Red Bull. Here, have one of these.
Have another one of these.
We start them young.
They weren't. I'm kidding. No. So thank you for, thank you to Red Bull for bringing us up.
But when they brought superstar DJ Aoki out of the plane that you were about to get into, he looked like he had been put through the ringer. He looked bad.
He, I believe, was experiencing the same thing that I experienced. Was it's so hot in there because it was a hot day. Your canopy's is all glass. So the sun's beating down. As Kirby, our pilot, said, you're right behind a hot engine. He says it's set up to make you fail.
And, that's how he's and described he's like, it. Like Kirby was just like right out of the movies, you know, like square jaw, just no big deal. I do these crazy jumps and dips all the time. I'm like, dude, like, what is your life like? You know, like at some point, he's gonna die in one of those planes.
Well, here's the thing, because I put the parachute on. You have to, and they're like, he will never joke about it. But if you have to, he rips you out of your seat and throws you out of the plane. And
love it.
So I'm like, but he, again, they may, said it like five times. He never jokes about this.
Yeah.
So if he says it, it's happening.
Right. Wow.
I'm like, wow. Okay, and then he was right there beside us. And he says, don't worry, I went parachuting yesterday. I did four jumps. I don't want to do anymore. I'm like, are you a bit of an adrenaline junkie?
Yeah, yeah, his whole life is just crazy.
And then he says, I always tell people I have a daughter at home, so I want to land too. So I'm like, let's get out.
Because if he didn't, he wouldn't. Just well, one of those days, he'd be like, I'm going to the cliff.
Well, you never know. Rough weekend in Vegas. You're like, oh, you lost it all.
Ah, f*** it.
I just met this guy who's riding in the plane with me. I don't f***ing care.
Fox Sports 1? That's not even a real network. You're dead.
Dead time for you.
That'd be incredible if he just was flying the plane and all of a sudden he just turns around and says, dead time for you. Oh,
he
yeah,
felt bad though after I vomited because he's like, okay, we're going back.
Yeah. No, was the barf bag a Ziploc bag?
Yeah. It wasn't, well, they don't have their own airline. They just put a Ziploc bag there. It was a brand new one.
When you want a paper bag, why would you want a clear barf bag?
I liked it. I could see, I did have a light breakfast, and my wife advised me not to have a big glass of milk that I was about to gulp down.
That's the best part. You're like, what should I drink before this flight that's going to twist and turn me through the skies? I'll have whole milk, please. Large glass.
One large glass of whole milk. Just cream. Give me a glass of cream.
And then
clotted cream.
And then my weekend started off by I became the worst parent on earth. I took my kids to Disney. I said, you know what? I've got a few hours before work. Why don't we go to Disney? Because we got the season passes. Walk, wait 10 minutes in line, get to the front. Pass isn't working. They're like, did you buy these passes today? I'm like, no. They're like, SoCal pass? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, it's not. Doesn't work today. So I had to take my kids by the hand, walk by all these happy people walking into Disney and leave. And then, so they're 6 and 3. They have no concept of money. They're like, well, just buy passes. I'm like, that's like $500 to go for 2 hours. That's not happening.
That's chicken scratch.
So I'm walking away. From the gates to Disney with two bawling children.
I
felt like a horrible human.
I honestly can't believe you did that. I think I made up for it today by convincing your wife that she needed an iPhone 6.
Oh, well, she'll probably get it. Not the BlackBerry 1?
Okay, here's our chance right now. Now new iPhones. They just came out. They're beautiful. It's time for you. This is your chance to jump on board. You've been loyal to the Canadian company. We could have Jim Balsillie on the Canadian Wall of Fame.
I feel bad, though, because I sent a tweet last week, and it kind of bashed BlackBerry, even though they sent me a...
Yeah, they gave you the phone.
I know. I sent out a tweet. I said, sure wish I could complain about the free U2 album on my phone. And then I put, period. My BlackBerry has a calculator. Yeah.
And then BlackBerry just sent you a tweet. It just said, at BlackBerry, and then a tear emoji.
We don't have those emojis.
Right. If we had emojis, I would have sent it.
Someone drew a picture of a tear, took a picture, and then emailed it to me.
With a BlackBerry camera, and then sent it to you. No, it's real nice of them to send. But it's time. It's time.
Our guest today, we're going to bring him in here in a bit, Brady Quinn. He works with us now. What a nice guy.
Couple of things. Yeah. Such a nice guy. He is already watched House of Cards, and we discuss it often. I'm now on episode 10 of the first season. What a show. What a fantastic television program.
I just got the Netflix. What a brilliant invention. I feel bad for regular TV.
I know. Conventional cable is doomed.
we've got jobs, right?
Yeah, yeah. Got another year left on our contract.
So, like, the way I see it, it's going to, people are going to.
Immigration is going to come out.
Flick over to regular TV, watch a football game, then back to Netflix.
Back to Netflix. Then back to Fox Sports Live, right? Brady's like, I wonder if I can get another tryout with a different. I don't want to be here anymore.
He was on the online halftime show for CBS this week.
What?
Yeah.
What are we? We're loaning out our talent of the
not
fucking Tiffany Network?
College football.
Not happening.
Oh, college.
We're putting an end to that.
That's the end of that. Hey, Moonves, f*** off. We got Quinn.
Okay, so before we get Quinn in here.
Yeah.
Can we get back to the five more minutes of our guide to the internet?
Archives of the Smithsonian Museum a few weeks ago.
Yep.
I also had to do a homework assignment about the Wright brothers assignment.
What's the problem, Mike?
He's right there, ready to go.
Brady Quinn! Yeah, yeah. Brady Quinn!
I mean, you don't want to make him wait.
I know, but I told.
So nice to be here.
Mike doesn't get any of my emails.
I'll say this. There's going to be a strongly worded email sent to Brady Quinn, everyone.
How you doing, friend?
How are you, buddy?
Bring it in here. Oh, that's a nice hug.
What a character.
That's a nice buddy. Hug.
Good to see you, man.
Oh, yeah.
So, here,
Oh, here, hold on. I got your chair here. Just another thing about our podcast, we're not very organized.
So, Brady, we'll tell you now, when the interview's over, it gets very awkward, so just leave. We don't have the heart to tell people get out.
Yeah.
But when we look at you directly and we're like,
Give you the nod.
You got to get the hell out.
I got to say one thing right now. Brady walked into the studio. The guy smells horrific.
Yeah. It usually smells like a cow farm in here.
It usually does. We had another NFL quarterback on the show. I'm not going to name names. And he dropped a bomb before he came back.
He's behind you.
Oh, you're not supposed to say who it is.
Whoa.
I didn't smell it because I'm a Seahawk.
No, you're the third quarterback. So you're the third quarterback to appear on that because we had McNabb as well.
But he's not really. Poor guy.
There's a statute of limitations on that, right?
Yeah.
After so long, you're okay.
Yeah, that's right. So wait, you're working for CBS this weekend?
So on the digital platform,
right?
I can work for CBS doing different like online content. Or things of that nature. So even NFL or college as well, I can still do that. I'm allowed to do that based on my contract here.
But this bothers me for a couple of reasons. Number one, you're too good. They're going to try to steal you from it. I don't want that to happen. I'm not comfortable with it. What's it like working with them compared to us? Is there a difference? The crews, the people?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you look at – I've said this all the time. I think the networks that are out here on the West Coast seem to be much more conversational. You know, every time you're on any sort of show or segment, they want it to be more conversational and more of a discussion. Whereas the East Coast is like, hey, look, we want you to take a hard line.
Right.
Bury this guy. Bury him. What did he do? Just bury him. Like, it's almost like you're sitting there like watching Rocky IV and you're like, just bury him, Rock. Bury him. And you're kind of sitting back like, man. Like,
I'm just trying to imagine Moonves talking in. Like it's the locker room before you head out to the studio. Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, so, I'm like, dude, I was like in this guy's shoes. I'm not going to, like, he's a human being, you know?
It is tough.
Oh,
because
bury him alive.
Because you know this guy's family and friends are watching. He's going to hear about it as soon as he leaves the field.
Yeah, he's a human being. Like, we all make mistakes. He has feelings. It's not like my dog. When I yell at my dog. He's like, oh, but he doesn't know.
Oh, I'm a dog.
He's like, I'm a dog. So I probably should have done that.
That should be your go-to. When a guy screws up, say, hey, he's only human.
Yes.
That's your go-to.
That's it. That could be your catchphrase.
He's only human.
That's it.
That's what he's known for now. He's only human.
Quinn. Until
aliens get here. Now what do you say?
So professional athlete turned broadcaster. Are you embarrassed that we get paid to do our jobs, anyone in broadcasting?
It is the most fun career. Well, next to playing, it's the most fun. You know, and there's obviously a toll that your body takes while playing. But
they're doing this too. This look at us.
Look at Dan.
Well, you guys are drinking. What are we drinking?
Oh, it's the yerba mate.
There you go, the yerba mate.
Well,
that's damaging your body probably to some degree.
Maybe a bit, but look at. I mean, again, how much more damage can we
do? The issue is it's so new. You guys probably don't even know what the effects it has on your body.
That's, right. That's the best part. Ignorance.
So we drink these and we just haul on the e-cigarettes. We don't need testing.
Just crush them. Just crush them left and right.
Yeah.
No, but did you always want to go into broadcasting? Like, were you like, as soon as I'm done playing, I'm doing this?
No. No. It actually all came about. I was with the St. Louis Rams the end of last season, had back surgery. Talked to Jeff Fisher, and he was like, "Hey, man, when you're recovering from back surgery, you should think about doing this, and you might be good at it." And I gave it some thought as I was laying on my back, because when you have back surgery, you can't do much.
Plus, you probably hopped up on some pretty good drugs.
Yeah, your thought process kind of went in and out. From
you're
your,
like, I could be a singer, songwriter.
I can fly. No, but like, so you kind of like went in and out of this whole like, oh, what do I want to do with the rest of my life? Why is there these psychedelic colors appearing? But eventually I came to the conclusion that it wouldn't be bad to give it a try. Why not? You know, see what it's like. And you meet you guys, and it's just like, all right, this is the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah.
I just picture you lying there in that state and, like, your dog chewing on your hand and you're not even noticing.
I've already lost part of my pinky. But yeah. No, you know what it was? Hey, that was when I watched House of Cards.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. I just blew through that. Right. That, Breaking Bad. I mean, just it was maybe the greatest month of my life for watching television.
Just crushing TV shows.
Just crushing it.
I love it.
I just
it.
Started the House of Cards, and, it hooks you in pretty deep.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So quick. It's so good. It's that show. I love those shows where late at night I'm like, I got to watch another one. And I'm like, I got to get up in the morning. Oh, wait, I don't. I have nothing. I can watch anything I want.
There's so many good shows nowadays.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Really, like Ray Donovan's one that the season finale's next week. Have you caught up?
Oh, yeah. I watched it on Sunday.
So now, Jay.
I haven't watched that yet. No. I got to get in on that.
Don't ruin it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You'll watch it. It'll be on Netflix.
Maybe
it's intense, man.
It is very intense. John Voight, how great is he? Greatest character on TV right now.
He is. Well, I think Leif Schreiber plays a great character on that.
Yeah, but Voight brings a bit of comedy to it.
Yeah, he does.
Like, he's the only one where you're kind of like crack a smile because he's just so goofy.
That's
crazy old John Voight.
True.
Crazy old John Voight.
Talk about hopped up on something. He's probably.
He was always a bit weird.
He's got to be taking drugs for.
I hope so.
So I let Brady know last week that my cousin's best friend's dad. Huge Notre Dame fan and booster.
Let's just make sure I got that.
Name their dog. Name their dog Brady Quinn.
Love that.
I know.
Right?
Brady's
cool.
Like, I don't know how to accept that. I guess it's a compliment. I said, yes, it's a compliment.
I think so. Yeah.
Is it? What if it's a cat? Is it? If it's a cat, do people, are you kind of, I'm not a cat person, so I'm kind of.
I think
either way.
Yeah,
if it's
way,
a cat, they're making fun of you.
No. I think any pet.
Any pet.
That's a compliment.
But wait,
I named one
of my cats.
Boom, Brady Quinn.
I named one of my cats Face off of A-Team. I didn't think of, I just watched the show.
You were a big Dirk Benedict guy. Yes. You liked him on the old Battlestar Galactica show and his Face.
So, I'd consider it an honor. If I heard someone name their dog after me, I'd think that would
be
great. Yeah,
I agree. If there's anyone out there listening and they want to name their pets after us... I'll take that as 100% compliment.
Yeah, so,
no matter how ugly that dog is.
You got a kitty litter. A litter of kitty? A litter of kitties. You got a litter of kitties.
You got a shit ton of kitties.
Jay and Dan. You just name two of them, Jay and Dan, right?
Perfect.
There.
Or here's an even better idea. Say you have 7 kittens in the litter. Name them after everyone on this podcast.
Yeah.
Right here. That's how
everyone,
you do it.
Everyone gets a part.
No, sorry, Brett. Brett's like over in the corner like, me too. No. No, Brett. Brett's waiting for DraftKings to match his.
Dude, how about this? I've got an interview tomorrow with TSN. They're doing I think it's a phone interview or something.
Stay away.
What?
Stay.
Yeah.
Stay
no,
the
like,
f-
like
away
a job
from
interview. Like a job interview? Or
no. They're calling to talk about. I don't know. I mean, I guess they probably could throw some CFL questions at me, huh?
Oh, wait. So radio?
I think so.
So you're doing a radio interview? That's awesome.
Yeah.
They probably won't. It'll be all NFL.
But
for
you
sure.
Throw this so? In and say, how bad is the East in the CFL this year? They'll be like, I know.
Check that out.
The East is pretty
bad. Oh, no. Like, Toronto is usually a predominantly strong team. I think they've been doing
everyone's bad, right?
Everyone's bad in the East. Just say, the East is brutal, right, guys? Yeah. And say something about the crossover. Like, that crossover is going to be in play. Because the divisions cross over for playoffs.
Yeah.
If one division... You'll be like a huge hit up there.
They're going to know now.
They don't give away all the hits. As soon as we left, they cut off all ties.
Really?
Us. Yeah, just cut off all ties. That's actually not true.
I think Canada's a lot more loyal than you think.
They are. TSN just isn't, so watch your back.
did any CFL teams have you on their like protection list?
That's a great question.
They call it a neg list. I think it's for like negotiation list.
Yep.
And I think someone told me a team did.
Can we look that up?
It was like Winnipeg or someone, but they dropped it because then they found out of the back surgery.
Oh.
And then at this point, I don't know. So,
dude, that would be so cool.
Well, and that's the hardest part is, to be honest, at some point you come across this line where you're saying, all right, well, it's football, but it's different. You know, there's an extra guy. The rules are different, longer field.
Just launch it every play.
Yeah, every play.
Curl it, man.
And which is one of the most enticing things of if you want to continue to play football, you go to
CFL.
Second
downs, third down.
I know. Every down's a passing down.
Exactly. Yeah. I think you'd really enjoy it, but I think it must be tough to just get over that mental hurdle like, okay, I've never lived in Canada. I don't know anything about this game. I've played four down football all my life. That's why I'm pretty impressed that as many players come up and play as do play and are successful at it.
Yeah, I think it's a different game, especially when you look at the style of play. I mean, it is a very much passing league, so you don't have like the defensive linemen that are going to be like run stoppers, right? Everyone's pretty much a pass rushing specialist up front. But, you know, the linemen have to be more athletic. They can't be as big. And I think you look at the secondary.
Cam Wake, who you
just
played
Cameron
with
Wake,
Miami,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Like he's...
Have you seen the size of an end zone in the CFL?
It's huge.
You could land a couple of planes in there. A
couple of those Red Bull planes landed in there.
You know, it's just a different game. And I think it allows you the opportunity to still play football in a fun way. But, you know, for me, it'd be hard when you match it to the experience in the NFL and match to my experience in college. I think it'd be hard to feel like the same type of football and the same brand. I honestly think living in Canada could be cool.
I think
I've never been anywhere besides the other side of Niagara Falls.
Oh yeah,
the Canadian side is the better side.
And it is the better. It's beautiful.
And you know who's looking for a QB right now? Montreal. That would be a fun city to live in.
They had my buddy Troy Smith up there.
Yeah.
Anthony Calvillo was a legend there.
He was. He's in the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah, he was unreal. Nicest
just retired.
Guy ever meet.
Yeah.
I've never met a mean Canadian, though.
Well,
we could introduce you to him, too, for a few
Producer
Tim.
Producer Tim, right? Our producer who's in the control room who's crushing darts all the time.
Just crushing darts.
Maybe one of the meanest human beings I've ever met. Actually, a little happier now that the Bills are doing okay, though they did lose over the weekend.
Are they not moving to Toronto?
No, that's over.
Bon Jovi wanted to do that, I think.
Pegula bought them.
The guy who owns the Buffalo
Sabres. Yeah, so I think they're staying, so I think it's good. But I love John Bond, though. He's like, I don't want to move the team. All the money was coming from rich Canadian family. No, guys, it's good. He takes a letter into Buffalo News. I want to keep him here forever. All the money was from Canada.
Not legally binding.
No.
A little letter to the fans like
so,
that.
So, okay, I've talked to you about Notre Dame. Like, it's such an amazing thing. Like, there's so much lore about that place. And even if you're not a fan of college sports or sports in general, you know about Notre Dame. Was that always your dream to play there? And then when you got there, did it live up to it? Was it, like, exactly what you thought it would be going there?
Well, it was... You know, initially, growing up, I was a Notre Dame fan. My dad kind of brought me up on that. And I lived right in Columbus, Ohio, which is where Ohio State is. So Ohio State was like a second team that I always rooted for, which they very rarely played each other, I think, with the exception of 2 years. So I rooted for both. And then when it kind of came down to, nut-cutting time, you had to pick a school. For me, it just felt like the better fit. I mean... everything about it from, the academic standpoint, the quality of football you're going to play. I mean, it was on such a national level. At the time, Tyron Willingham was the coach. He was running a West Coast system. So, again, you're throwing the football more.
Yeah.
I made that decision the year that Ohio State won the national championship. So that was the big, scuttlebutt was the whole Ohio State-Miami game. Not sure if you guys can recall it, but there's this basically, there was a pass interference call in the end zone that allowed Ohio State to eventually score and go ahead for the win. But so, you know, people kind of anticipated in the area that they're like, oh, he's going to go to Ohio State. They just won a national championship.
Right.
But for me, it just wasn't the right fit. And it was probably better to be a little further away from home, I think, sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, it helps. Yeah, I was 15
minutes away.
Yeah.
Far as away you can.
Far as away you can.
Far as away as
the Dan O'Toole story.
I'm still feeling it from that fight, I think.
Yeah, by the
Keep
way,
going,
I would...
Brady, I just have to write down far as away you can.
Get the game day experience
as away.
For a Notre Dame athlete and also just for students not even associated with the team. Is it just out of this
oh,
world?
Oh, it's incredible. You know, one of the traditions, I don't think they do it anymore, but you used to go to Mass before the games, which is kind of cool because it brings this like spiritual element, and then you kind of like start to like bigger picture, like, man, you know, football's just like a part of this whole like life experience, you know? There's so many other like cool things about it, but you know, you'd walk to the stadium. I remember for the Tennessee game my junior year, I got flashed. Which was interesting because then the girl asked me to sign her breast. And I was like, it just didn't, nothing felt right about it.
In the church?
No, like as we're walking by, like people are lining up. People are lining up next to us. And we're kind of at the like front, you know, a bunch of the older guys. And why would we come around this corner? And usually there's not a lot of people at this particular spot, but I mean, there's still a lot of people and it didn't really thin out. And she just went for it. And we were just like, oh, okay, like, those are two ginormous breasts.
The answer is breasts, by the way.
So she was like, will you sign them? I was like, I don't think I can do that at a Catholic institution, but I will sign your jersey. So I signed the jersey, and I think everyone was pretty fired up. We actually got off to a pretty quick start in the game. We jumped out 14-0 like that.
You were the first ever college QB to say, put your shirt back on right now. I will sign that.
This is a Catholic institution.
They're children here. So that was a cool experience. But, you know, it was funny. I always say this, too. We had a player who was Jehovah's Witness. So there's kind of like this conflict, right? Like you got a guy who's a different religion. He comes in and... you know, how do you go about, you know, kind of having this Catholic ceremony in front of them? Well, they were just like, hey, look, you know, we want to respect your views. So if you want, you can just, you know, you can sit outside, you can wait, you can just go to the stadium or whatever you want to do. He's like, well, I want to be with the team, but I'm not going to practice in this. So he used to sleep, take a nap in the confession booth during the mass.
Hey,
so
every Catholic's been there.
Oh yeah, big time. During confession, always napping.
So like when the homily was done, we were kind of finished up because everything was kind of expedited. Someone just knock on the door, open up, get hit
off
with the rest
go.
Of the team. Off he goes. Yeah. So
that's hilarious.
Yeah. It was pretty. It was
that's
just
bizarre.
Looking back on it, I was like, man, I kind of wish I could have taken a nap sometimes.
Oh man,
the game.
We've all been there. I've got to ask you really quick before you go, because you played for all these teams or at least suited up: Browns, Broncos, Chiefs, Seahawks, Jets, Rams, Dolphins. Just finished up with Miami. Favorite stop? Your favorite stop?
Oh, Seattle.
Yeah,
I was with Seattle really off season last year and got released the last cut. And just the atmosphere that Pete Carroll creates there, the type of players they have. I mean, a lot of those guys are as competitive as you'll see in the NFL, and they're obviously extremely talented as well. But they just have a different demeanor, and different mindset every day they come out to practice to want to get better. I mean, I don't care if it's sports or life. Like, they have a cool way of the way they approach life then. And then also, I mean, Seattle's beautiful. I was hoping to get a chance to go up to British Columbia and, like, kind of check out, you know, Vancouver, like some of those different areas. But
yeah.
It didn't end up working out. But it was, you know, it was a great experience. I mean, I really valued my time there, and they made football fun again for me.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
It's not too late for you to get up to Vancouver.
Yeah, the Lions, Travis Lulay's hurt right
he's
now.
He's hurt right now. He's hurt. Get up.
And he's in the West, so they're doing pretty well, right?
That's right. Yeah, Brady Quinn, ladies and gentlemen. Brady, thank you very much, sir.
I won't
Good
wait
luck.
For the mean look.
Hey,
that's
perfect
you
exit.
Knew,
yeah.
You're the only one who knew how to
yeah,
exit.
Yeah, it's kind of
teamed
up.
Brady's the only one who knew
Everyone
how to exit.
Everyone else just sits there and looks at us. Thanks, Brady.
See you guys.
Awesome. Brady Quinn.
What a guy.
And we found the neg list.
Oh, okay.
And?
Oh, and?
So it is a list consisting of 35 players. They have exclusive rights to negotiate a contract within the league.
No, we know
yeah,
that.
We know what it is.
We're
yeah.
just like, which one was he
look
on?
It up.
No, oh, what, no, no. I was saying, up, like, look up what who he was. Who had his rights?
I checked.
All that Googling. Jeez.
There wasn't.
He
there
was able to read
currently.
It, though. He was able to read.
That's
it.
True.
Nailed the read, guys.
Crushed the read.
Crushed it.
Crush. You know what? Someone out there will know who has his negotiation rights.
I'm not sure. It says they actually will never know. They could be playing in the NFL and they'll be on the list as well.
They could be on the team and they don't even know.
I don't even know. Yeah. Bear with me here.
Never know?
You will never know.
No one will ever know which team you might play for.
If I search the CFL site and wrote
the Atlantic Schooners. Yes. Select Brady Quinn, first overall Notre Dame.
Wow. So it's right here on cfldb.ca. If a player has no interest in playing in the CFL, they may never know they are on a CFL negotiation list.
Oh, it's a secret. No. We might be on one.
No, but I think that's alluding to the fact that they might never know because they might not inquire. But I'm sure if they wanted to know, they would tell.
If they wanted to play in the CFL, then they could check if they're on the
I think
list.
That the next 40 minutes of the podcast should just be Mike reading from CFLDB.ca.
Yeah, it's very complex.
It sounds pretty good. That was great. Just so much pressure to go into Notre Dame and be the starting QB. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, that just—he never had to play a snap in the NFL.
No.
You've already lived a lot of people's dreams. By
Brady.
Just...
Yeah, like, just such a great guy, too. Good head on his shoulders.
A big dome, eh?
Okay, Tulsi, let's get to the second half of your internet.
Oh, yeah. The first half, they just invited the kids over, the neighbors, to teach them about the internet.
Yeah, we should preface this a bit more. The 90s guide to the internet, what was it?
The classic 90s, the kid's guide to the internet.
There it is.
And someone pointed out, a lot of people liked the video, the first half of it, that the kid's name changed from the beginning.
What? What?
Okay, again, things to listen for, because I won't interrupt. I know you guys hate that. How much people do not like the daughter. She is not like, she is frowned upon, anything she says.
She's the
You're going surfing on the internet.
Here we go.
Let's start with web pages. So first you need to know that everything on the internet has an address, and all web addresses start with http://. Then
already they're making
the
it hard.
World Wide Web, you type in www.
Okay, so typing it all in into Netscape.
And the next thing you'll type will be specific.
Here's this.
To a particular website.
She's
like
going
MTV.
To MTV.com.
Or you can just surf the net.
Ooh, that's a great web page.
To help you locate information on any topic you can think of.
For instance, I used the World Wide Web to search the archives of the Smithsonian Museum a few weeks ago.
Nerd.
I also had to do a homework assignment about the Wright brothers for a history assignment.
Can you show us what you found?
Sure.
Yeah, this website's awesome.
It's now the Sports Illustrated website, by the way.
Oh, SI.com used to be the Smithsonian?
Apparently.
What did Smithsonian get, like, a lifetime subscription?
Oh, you guys want it? Okay, here you go.
Sure.
And your free Super Bowl video.
All right, we can probably skip this.
Hey, they're going through web pages here.
We're surfing along
How
with
How do we
them.
Even look up the White House?
You type www.whitehouse.gov.
How do we even look up the White House?
Smithsonian is si.edu.
Ah.
An internet service provider? What's that?
It's a service that connects you to the internet through special super high speed
Maybe
lines.
Do another take?
Your parents or teachers can help you figure this out for you.
The easiest way is to use an online service provider. They give you free disk to install, and it only takes a few minutes until you're online.
And we can do it ourselves?
Yeah. You'll be led through a series
Why of are they making it so difficult?
Software. They what? Make it simple, and they even have a helpline if you get stuck.
A helpline? Just a general internet helpline?
Hi, hello.
Hello, interwebs.
My name's Dan O'Toole.
My internet is not working.
I can't find the Smithsonian.
Explorer came with our computer, but you can download it by typing www.microsoft.com.
I thought he was going to vomit there.
Microsoft.com.
Good tunes, though. Good tunes. I do
or
like
you
music.
Can download the other popular browser.
17
Netscape
minutes
Navigator
to go.
At www.netscape.com.
Okay, so tell us, what does download mean?
Jesus, shouldn't you have to speak English to be able to be in this?
Information from a main computer or server to your computer. So once you have loaded your browser or already have it on your computer, you'll open it and it'll give you a selection of search engines.
Again, I'm so confused.
Yeah, this is way too complicated. It's a wonder we even all picked this up.
Like, imagine you, like, my kids right now, they'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And then they'd be like, that little sister's ass.
And the search engine will show us all the millions of pages of websites and chat lines.
I think we should wrap this up.
Wait, we gotta get the parents back in here.
You're
sorry.
Right, Dasha, but the tour was awesome. I can't believe how easy it is to surf the net.
Because Daddy comes back in and he's hammered.
Here's Daddy. He's disappointed.
Where's are those f***ing neighbors still here?
Oh, no, just stop. Let's pick it up next week. Right? To be continued.
No, I want to end it.
Yes. No, we gotta keep it going.
All I hear the rest of the thing is just in a distant room. Get the f*** out of here!
Get off my computer.
I had to look up stocks.
Get off my computer.
I came from the big city. My name's Ken. They know who I am.
Get off my computer.
Hey, neighbors, you know what you can look up? How to f*** off!
Wow.
I'd rather be on my computer than doing just about anything.
Yeah, I'll bet you would, you little f***.
No wonder you guys are always so busy on the computer.
Should we call Jeremy?
Jeremy Taggart, yeah, he had a big event recently in Toronto.
This is going to be big. I'm excited to hear all about this. He sent me a 6-minute drum solo.
Oh, I was watching it the other day.
Oh, awesome. Wickedly cool.
I could not do that.
I think it should be on the YouTubes, Patrick. If you look up Jeremy Taggart drum solo.
HTTP.
http://. Get out Internet Explorer.
Anybody get a disc?
What? Netscape.
What does download mean? Why? Why do you need to know?
Hey.
Is it new? Or?
Yeah, it's a new one.
You know what I'm surprised? They didn't explain how the computer works. Here's what the inside of the computer looks like.
I don't know. I could never.
I know. They are explaining things that don't need to be explained.
That's a good point.
Oh. Like when you.
Yeah. Is that it?
When
Let's
you
play
buy,
this the whole time we talked to
when
Taggart.
When you buy a
I'm
car.
I'm assuming this is cool because it's just Taggart.
Oh, yeah. It's just him. Yeah.
When you buy a car, you don't ask how the engine works.
I do, usually. That's usually the deal breaker for me.
I once bought a vehicle and I'm like, said, okay, yeah, we'll take it. He's like, do you want to look under the hood and make sure there's an engine there? I'm like, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good point. Who cares?
I kind of felt like a knob.
That is true, though. That sums our generation up. And like, our fathers would have been under there checking it all out.
It could all be wrong, and I'd be like, looks great.
It looks fine to me.
Exactly. I'm like, well, it's there.
I'm not going to be doing anything with it.
So he made me question him after he said that. Is he trying to pull a fast one?
Yeah.
He's like, hey, you looked at the engine, didn't you?
Maybe he was.
DraftKings is our sponsor. They created a promo code just for us, 3 letters, JDP. That's a J for J, D for
and
Dan.
And by the way, guys, yes, we know DP stands for double penetration. We've all been on Pornhub. So maybe...
You guys are always so busy on the computer.
That's it. So maybe back off with that, okay? No, seriously, JDP, go in there. Check it out. Love you guys.
That was Taggart's drum solo. That was great.
It's still going.
This is. I could watch this for hours.
Yeah, he's so good. Maybe Taggart should just go on tour across the country, just drum solos.
Him and Matt Good should join up. Matt Good is so good. Matt Good.
Far as away you can. The Dan O'Toole story.
I have to admit, I'm only at toast today.
What? You're fading, eh?
Well, they said just have chips? Toast and water.
What about some chips? Oh, and then you vomited up everything. Yeah. I had some cheese. No, it's sign of Taggart. You know what? I wouldn't mind getting to that.
He's been tweeting me.
Can we get to this Freud's psychosexual stages?
Yeah.
Very quickly. Just happened. Someone sent this to us. It was, what was his name? Harry Ass Flaps?
Harry Ass Flaps.
At
Harry Ass Flaps.
At Harry Ass Flaps.
That's not in the internet. Got to the internet.
At Harry Ass Flaps sent us this little piece of video.
It's just right now. It's just a thing that.
By the way, Patrick came in and he said.
Yeah.
Thanks, Patrick. Yeah.
That. All right.
What the?
I don't know. It just says anal stage.
Yeah.
Play.
You got to play.
Okay.
Let's
kids see. Are in.
into that from 18 months to 3 years old. During the anal stage, children gain a sense of control over the environment as their mothers try to toilet train them. It's called the anal stage because pleasure comes from using their bladder and sphincter muscles. They know that when they use these muscles, they can control part of their environment, and they are no longer totally dependent on mom.
Why is there... What is happening here?
Grandpa's going in, too.
I'd just like to say that we, the sphincter family, really resent your using our name in your video. And we plan to register a formal complaint. You better get yourselves a lawyer.
Yeah, right there.
From about 3 to 6 years, during the phallic stage, pleasurable feelings are mostly associated with the genitals. Freud believed that kids in this stage feel sexually attracted to their opposite sex parent and jealous and rivalrous of their same sex parent.
Come over, Daddy. I want to be next to Mommy.
Look, son. This is a monument to the father of our country.
Sometimes an obelisk is only an obelisk.
The complex state of affairs that goes along is known as the Oedipus complex for boys. During the phallic stage, boys develop sexual desires for mom and murderous feelings for boys. Boys feel guilty for wanting to off dad, and they're afraid he might want to retaliate, so boys develop castration anxiety.
What?
Yeah. Some psychoanalysts think there's a similar situation called an Electra complex for girls. During their phallic stage, girls develop penis envy, feeling that the penis is the superior sex organ.
It is.
Because of penis envy, girls develop a desire for dad, and they want to get mom out of the picture.
Yeah!
All kids want to murder their parents?
That's it, Chelsea! Look out!
During the latency stage.
All right, well, that's from Harry Ass Flaps.
That was just weird. do we have the other the yoga video?
We have a special song, though.
Oh, what's up?
You send it to us Sunday night.
Oh!
Yeah.
I do want to play that. Maybe we could play that at the end.
There we go. We got the yoga? Oh, a song.
Oh, this is the song.
This is it.
Listen to this tune. This song's called Two Hats.
Toe hats. Toe hats, bitches. Toe hats. Toe hats, bitches, I got toe hats. Toe hats, bitches, toe hats is better than one. More stitches, I got toe hats, it's better than one. Twice the coverage and twice the fun. If I lose one hat, I got one hat left. One's close to none, gotta get another hat. Kangol's fedoras emitting an aura of double hotness, blowing your mind. You looked at my hat, what did you find? Two hats up on it all of the time. Two hats, bitches, two hats.
It's catchy.
Two hats, bitches, I got two hats. Two hats, bitches, two hats is better than one. More stitches, weather gets cold, you need a new
That's
hat.
Two hats.
Better wear
That's two hats. Is that the
what is the name of the guy?
Heard it. Curtis Plum.
Curtis Plum.
Plum.
Blowing up in your living room. Oh, Plumsy. Whew, we've reached a bit of a standstill on the old pod
now. Well, we were waiting for Taggart. Taggart's not showing up.
Yeah, he's not answering.
Well, why don't we get a story from Jim? We're almost done.
Hang up, Jim.
Okay, cool.
We got him.
We got him?
All right,
cool. Oh, he's back.
Okay.
I really wanted to talk to Taggart this week because I wanted to talk to him about this Matt Good show.
Jeremy Taggart, Canadian rock legend, joining us on the line. Jeremy, we were about to give up on you.
Hey, guys, sorry. I had an issue getting to the house. I was getting Happy Meals for the kids.
How good is that?
What's the toys this month?
I believe it's those hex bugs that I don't really get.
What is that? Hex bugs?
They're just those bugs. They're like fake bugs. They're they're called hex bugs. They're just stupid. Cool.
I could go for a Happy Meal. Nice cheeseburger right now. Oh, delicious.
Yeah, it's a good times for the kids. Say, hey, the Scotland's not leaving. My dad's all pissed off.
He's upset about that.
Well, Glasgow was one of the few cities that said voted yes.
Right.
And my dad, being a proud Glaswegian from Maryhill, went on a 3-day hunger strike and burnt his favorite chair up.
I couldn't believe that. You sent a picture of that, and you said, this isn't a joke. He actually did this. He burned a chair.
Yeah, we're not necessarily sure what stems the anger from, but it's definitely clear that he had a 3-day standoff with food and burned his chair, which is like, you know, which is classic Scottish, if you think about it. It's like, you know, it's the classic example of like, well, this is my favorite thing, so f*** everybody.
So he's genuinely upset they didn't separate.
That and just, I guess it's that time of year. Time for a good rage.
Oh!
I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah.
You know that they happen, like, they happen kind of seasonal. I guess it's fall, so, you know, they do say with people that have mood swings, the change of season can do it.
Huh.
I guess it's the end of summer in Scotland, not leaving, and lots of things.
All those things added up to rage for Ronnie.
Oh, this is terrible. How are you boys?
Well, we're great. We were just checking out your drum solo again from the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So what? How did that come about?
Yeah, explain this event. How did it work? What was going on there? How'd you get involved?
Well, it's kind of bizarre, but it was Matthew Good, who plays Massey Hall all the time. It was at the great Massey Hall, and Matthew was playing there. He plays there yearly, usually, and he's buddies with Jay Baruchel, the actor, who that movie This Is the End, which is Seth Rogen. And
Goon?
He did Goon, which is a classic Canadian film. Yeah. And anyway, he was buddies with him, and
you should get Baruchel up on the pot, on the
he's
wall
on the
face.
List.
Yeah, okay, good.
What's that?
Oh, we were talking about... Guys, we got to get up on the Wall of Fame, Tagger.
Jay.
Yeah, he should be up there.
Sure. Yeah, he's a true Canadian, a heavy Canadian. One of those guys I appreciate who doesn't he stays up there. You know, he works in L.A. a lot, but he maintains his. I think he's moving to Toronto, which he's going to try Toronto out, which is pretty crazy. He's a Montreal guy.
He loves the Habs. He's always tweeting about the Habs.
Crazy Habs. He's actually the face of the Habs now. If you'll see him on the Drumbotron, he did film some really funny commercials.
Really? That's really? Awesome.
That's great.
Gallagher and Pacioretty and all these hilarious, ridiculous things. I think he's like giving Gallagher like a sponge bath in the shower.
Whoa.
And just like, I got your back, buddy. Real creepy.
That sounds creepy.
Yeah, good stuff. But anyway, Matt was wanting to do something with Jay, and they talked about it, and it ended up being this kind of like a happening, I guess, a town hall kind of feel where Matt would play a few songs, and then Jay would kind of talk with the crowd, and they went through some stuff that they worked out some bits, and they wanted some real random rock and roll element. And that would be a classic drum solo, and I am the guy that can bring that.
That's so awesome.
They called me, and we had a really great time. Really good stuff.
Does Matt Good break into all the old stuff? Love his music.
Played the hits, played the Apparition, and Load Me Up, and all the classics.
Hmm. How is it? Because you always hear that that band had a bad breakup and stuff, and people blame it on him.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the typical kind of, when a band gets big, and especially when it's the Matthew Good band, I guess, when it's like you have the main guy with other guys, and they try to maintain an idea of a band, but it doesn't seem to work out sometimes, and that's just kind of the way it is. They got pretty popular. And
they were huge.
Yeah, I think, it's interesting, because he still maintained a pretty solid foundation of those fans, and he's got some pretty good stuff. I like him.
And you and I kind of talked briefly over the weekend, because you are of the opinion that you think we can take this podcast on the road for live hilarity.
Across Canada.
I think that would be one of the coolest things I've ever done, but I also think there's a great demand for it. I think it's one of those things that kind of should have happened already in a way, just because it's like it is such a big cultural thing, and I know once it happens, it'll be like, wow, this is just, it's exactly what we thought it was going to be. And I do believe that it will be huge.
That'd be awesome.
I think we're going to aim for next fall. We're going to aim for like fall 2015. We're going to
make it good.
Yeah.
Do it right.
We're going to do it right. We're going to make it good.
Or spring. No, spring.
Spring?
Well,
But you know me,
I have no patience. I have no patience, so waiting for it, I'll be like, come on, can it not come soon enough?
And but then... Mike Botticella will be planning everything.
Yeah.
He'll be looking up CFL negotiation lists.
All on my Google. Well,
I love it. Can you guys imagine the good times, the amount of good times?
But the thing I'm wondering, would we stop at casinos? Would we stop at small theaters in towns? I don't know.
I think it'd be a theater situation.
A theater thing would be great, like the Burton in Winnipeg.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
The Commodore in Vancouver, you know, those types of places.
Play all the classic spots across the country.
You know who we get to finance it? Netflix. They can shoot the whole thing. Us traveling across the country, they put a Netflix special, and there you go. It's fine.
Edit it together. Boom.
This is one of the things I always laugh. You guys have no idea how freaking big the damn podcast is. You just have to connect a couple of these dots, and then you're going to see how the possibilities are for it. I do think that you can do it in the right realm. And I saw Tim and Eric. Few weeks back with the great Dr. Steve Poole. And they did four shows in 2 days at the Danforth Music Hall, and it was slightly entertaining, but I do believe that the Jay and Dan podcast, something that kind of a night, would be just the that type of stuff, but so much more.
Well, and we could potentially do two shows a night. You know, you could do the early show and then the foul mouth late show, which would be equally foul mouth to the early show.
Here's the great thing about the podcast. So Roger Goodell, NFL commissioner, was speaking the other day. Every network was carrying it. Peter Schrager, who's not on this week because he's traveling right now, so he couldn't get to a phone. Peter Schrager, at this news conference that the world, well, at least North America's watching, stands up to ask a question. He asks his question. It was very... a very good question that tried to humanize Goodell and the situation. And Twitter explodes. All the people saying, Schrager, you asked the wrong question. You should ask him about the podcast.
No way.
Yeah, everyone just goes. And then people just excited. They're like, Peter Schrager was just at the news conference. We're like, yeah, he's an actual reporter.
I think for a lot of people, too, that might have been the first time they had seen Schrager.
Yeah.
Because they'd only maybe heard him. They hadn't seen him.
So...
It'd be interesting to ask him, like, it's you guys know how it is. Like, once you're out there, like, for example, I was at Massey Hall downstairs at the bar, and a guy came up to me and wanted to talk about the podcast. This is how they come out. You know, he's got to have lots of good stories from people just randomly coming up and wanting to know crazy stuff.
Well, does say it's the thing he gets talked to about on Twitter the most.
Exactly. And his Olive Garden rant is now legendary.
Yeah.
Last week. Let's start looking at it. Right, Mike's going to do some research and stuff.
Yeah, well,
and
let's start checking out hotels.
Yeah, well, that's the first thing. Trivago.
Trivago.
He's looking at hotels.
Yeah.
You need to call me. And look need to talk to some people.
And look at CanadianVenues.com. We'll get some venues to...
The same dollars up there.
.ca, Patrick said.
CanadianVenues.ca. One click.
Okay, well, thanks for planting that seed, Jeremy.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Taggart. Oh, wait, when's the next Taggart and Torrance? When are we going to
hear? Oh, we just came out today. We did some Canadian 80s commercials, like Albert.
Oh, Albert.
We broke
Albert.
That down.
Oh, man.
And we talked about the iPhone launch and had some laughs about Bono, and it's a good one.
I love it. All right, check that out, Taggart and Torrance podcast. Taggart, we love you, buddy. Talk to you
soon. I love you.
See you, Jeremy. Jeremy Taggart, he's on also Twitter. He's also on Instagram. I don't know if he's on the Facebook.
Yeah, I think he's on the Facebook. We got to get to Engineer Jim.
Yeah, so last week, Engineer Jim told us a story about Stevie Ray Vaughan. People loved it, especially my brother Vince. He loves hearing that stuff. But you mentioned, just by chance, Bob Dylan in the story.
Yeah.
So how many times have you worked with him, and do you have a Bob Dylan story?
I do. I only worked on that one album with him, but so this is really cool. When you're tracking a record, you guys do a take, you might track two or three takes or something like that, and then you come in to listen, get an idea. Hey, was this the one, you know, or what do we need to work on? So when we were doing basic tracks and the band playing live, like I said, was Stevie Ray Vaughan, Jimmy Vaughan, Don was on bass, Kenny Arnoff on drums, and Bob was singing and playing piano. And there was a keyboard player who also was playing B3 who plays with Seal. The guy was great. And in any event, everybody comes into the control room to listen to the take. Don's producing the thing. We're sitting in the control room. We're listening to the take. Bob never wants to come in. He only stays at the piano, smokes a cigarette, never comes in to listen to the take. We're like, geez, you know, all right, whatever. You know, if he wants to stay out there, maybe he's in his zone, you know, listening on his headphones. I open up the room mics out there, and while we're doing a playback, he's got the headphones on, listening to the take we just did, but singing a completely different song in a different key, a different tempo, not missing a beat. So his headphones are blasting the take that we just did with all the music, but yet he's singing something else in another key, another time signature, everything, singing, playing the piano, just grooving along. He did it for like the whole week or two that we were there tracking. Sorry. It was unbelievable. I don't know how you can do that.
That's crazy.
You know, and while he, so we, as soon as he started doing that, it was like, okay, we're going to just set up a separate tape machine to record Bob all the time. So when everybody comes in to listen to a playback, we're still going to be recording Bob out in the room. And we got so many amazing takes of just him singing and playing piano. It was the coolest thing. And the great thing about it was, literally, he'd be writing and working on the next song that he wanted to record, but we'd finish listening to this 10-minute jam, and he'd go, okay, you know, Don, maybe we should, the second time we go to the bridge, the second half of the bridge, that had the right feel to it. We should maybe use that for the main part of the bridge, and you know, guys, and the way we played the third verse was the right feel, and he was right on the f-ing money. It was insane. How does somebody, you know, it's like, you know, it's like walking and chewing gum, but
yeah,
to be able to be that deep, to hear the music one way, but yet he's singing and playing a completely different thing at the same time.
It gives you an idea of how some people's brains work. That's how I see, like, quarterbacks, how they can just break down a play in front of them, like they know exactly what's going on. Meanwhile, the rest of it would be like, holy shit, I'm going to get killed.
Yeah.
Here.
Well,
yeah.
Everyone always talks about that. I never saw that Michael Jackson documentary, This Is It, just before he died, and how it, as messed up as he was on prescription pills, he looked terrible. He was clearly on the verge of death. But as they were doing all the choreography for this show, he's like,
exactly.
You over there, you don't have that quite right. And you over there, like, everything, he was precise. You just, like, knew what was going on.
And he could dance. He could do the moves that every person's part was choreographed to, and he could do it better than they could do it.
Yeah.
You know? Amazing. Just insane. Yeah. So it was amazing. All the guys, you know, all these amazing musicians are in the control room. Everyone's going, what the f***? How do you do that?
And was he, like, this is a stupid question, but was he nice? Was he quiet? Kind of
seems like
himself?
A quiet.
Yeah,
like,
he was really quiet. He really kept to himself. Like, you know, it wasn't a real, at least with me, you know, we didn't really hang out and chat or
and
talk.
How does a legendary musician like Bob Dylan travel? Does he have an entourage or just him and, like, a buddy?
I don't know if it was his wife or girlfriend, but there was, or an assistant or whatever that was with him. And he also had this Great Dane that would come in the studio.
Oh, really?
That was enormous, huge dog, giant dog.
And, we need to get one of those for this podcast.
Yeah.
He just lives in here.
Yeah. Just wanders around. We'll bring him on the road with us next fall.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's, I get,
oh yeah, we're gonna
stuff.
I can't wait to tap into them on the Jay and Dan podcast tour.
Yeah,
even some more Bob stuff too.
More Bob stuff.
Bob stuff too. Yeah,
Jim's gonna kill it on that tour.
Right? Oh, I can't wait.
That's going to be fun. So, you'll have worked at all the venues we book.
Yeah.
On CanadianVenues.ca.
Yeah.
I think it's exciting, and I would love to hear from podcast listeners on Twitter about, you know, what would you want? Where would you want us to go?
And Jim, you'd have to give us ways in which we'd be able to record it. Would it be hard? Would it be easy? Like all that stuff. We got to
put those all in our plans. I'll put those all. Just let me know.
We have to start putting our blueprint together.
Plans.
Yeah, plans.
So I want spring, but you want. We should do it when it's like inclement.
Summer.
Right in the summer.
Yeah.
Summertime.
People are doing family stuff. If you do it in the dead of winter or something like that, people are like, give me something to do.
But it's hockey season.
Yeah. You know. But summer, I mean, tube time, party time.
In summer. That's Vince O'Toole making an appearance.
Sounds a bit like a young Dylan.
I'm good for whenever you want to go. Just sign me up.
What about you, Vader? Yeah? Vader's in.
I like that song. Vader's in?
Vader's in.
You know what you're going to get with this? A lot of Klingerons. People say, oh, I'll come. No, you aren't. You aren't part of the podcast. Get that out of here.
Oh, are you talking about Brady Quinn?
No, we can Quinner can come.
He's talking about Patrick. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You're going to spend a week on the road with Patrick?
Patrick and I will probably have the best time out of anyone.
You guys will probably each other.
I'll bunk you guys up.
I'll bunk you guys up.
We went over again.
This happens to us every time. We always go over, but I got to say, we have too much fun. We get up ourselves.
This is the edit. You get 10 minutes at
it. This is it. You get 10 minute bonus.
Bonus podcast.
That's it.
Thanks, DraftKings, for letting us go over. Make sure you visit DraftKings.com. Promo code JDP. When you make your first deposit, you'll receive a $2 satellite entry ticket into the Millionaire Maker Contest for free. Millionaire Maker Contest, October 5th. It begins. Only $27 to enter.
And don't forget to put in http://// before www.draftkings.com.
I'd rather be on my computer than doing just about anything.
Hate that kid.
You need to get a life, kid.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Elvis has just left the building.
They're going home.
Borrow as a way you can.
No wonder you guys are always so busy on the computer.